Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Mary Slangenstein. A big collaboration is in the works between United Airlines and SpaceX's Starlink, the major U.S. carrier announcing a deal to power its in-flight Wi-Fi using Elon Musk's satellite system. So, Mary, what does this mean for flyers?
Well, from what United says, it's going to mean a lot faster internet service, dependable internet service. You'll be able to stream, you know, on your own streaming services. You'll be able to do that in flight. You'll be able to use the service on more than one device at a time. You'll be able to work better because you'll be able to download and upload documents and edit documents, be able to play live games, see live TV, even shop online.
How much is it going to cost?
Well, United says it's not going to cost anything. They decided that they would not charge for the service. When I asked them about that today, they said there was a debate within the company because that is giving up a source of revenue. But they decided to go on the side of the consumer saying, you know, pretty much everybody expects free Wi-Fi connectivity everywhere they go these days.
Is it going to be safe? Because a lot of people are always very careful when they're on, quote unquote, free Wi-Fis.
Well, as far as I know, I have not heard an issue. We do have two smaller U.S. airlines that have Starlink already. One is Hawaiian Airlines, which just started up this year, and the other is JSX, which is a small public charter. I haven't heard any types of complaints or issues with the service on their airlines.
How big of a watershed moment is this?
You know, it's big for United because United has kind of trailed its top competitors when it comes to Wi-Fi accessibility. They had or have at this point a total of four providers that cover different parts of their network. And so it's a big move for them, and it falls in line with things they have been doing lately to really improve their technology, especially on their app where they've enabled a lot of tools to help their passengers to explain delays, things like that. But it's really huge for us for Starlink, because this is the first large U.S. carrier that they've signed up. You know, just a couple of years ago, we talked to all the big carriers, and they all basically said Starlink wasn't ready yet to be used on commercial aircraft in the U.S. So what's changed within those 2 years? United says it's the fact that they've just put a bunch of satellites, you know, in low Earth orbit. And so now they have a network of 6,300 satellites. And what that does is it really ensures constant coverage around the globe. And it also ensures that you're not going to have that buffering and that lag time and those delays.
So anything I can do on my phone on the ground, I'm going to be able to do in the air, including what, like, you know, stream Netflix?
Yeah, that's what United says. Anything that you can do sitting in your living room today, you'll be able to do on their planes.
You know, I remember at a time when you used to watch the movies on planes and they were really careful not to include movies that had plane crashes in them. They edit them out. And
yeah,
I'm just kind of wondering, you know, now you're giving everybody access, complete access to whatever they want to download, and whether or not any of those, you know, concerns or edits are no longer applicable.
Well, it sounds like they might not be, because if they're going to let you watch live TV and you're watching a news broadcast, there happens to be something on it about an airline, they're not really going to be able to censor that, you know, device by device on the plane.
Yeah, exactly. That is Bloomberg's Mary Slangenstein. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m.